Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Listen to fall.
We've just arrived in Iceland. There's a storm. It's freezing. The rain is pelting down, the wind howling. But like thousands of tourists every year, we are wading into Iceland's iconic Blue Lagoon baths, man-made pools fed from the runoff water from the nearby geothermal plant, a tourist staple in Iceland. While the water is hot, the air is frigid. And then we go outside, half naked in the fog and wind, with complete strangers.
Hi. Where are you from?
Dallas, Texas.
Croatia.
We came to Iceland to report on climate change. We'll have all our stories at hearnow.org. But what follows is a postcard from some of the people we just wanted you to meet. About 90 minutes northeast of the Blue Lagoon, we're standing by a quiet wading pool next to pretty wooden outdoor saunas and steam baths, strategically placed over natural springs.
There is no plumbing, no switch on or off or whatever. It's just a hot spring.
That's Siggy Hilmerson, managing director at Leuervatn Fontana on pristine Lake Leuervatn, his bakery dwarfed by an encircling range of mountains and volcanoes on the country's famed Ring of Fire, a volcanic hotbed which rises in places through tectonic cracks.
As you are going in here for a steam bath, you're just getting the energy directly from underneath, power of the spring. It's often, you know, splashing, whoosh. You are getting the steam, the heat, and everything. And the only way to control the temperature in these rooms is by opening up the doors and release the pressure inside.
And nearby, another volcanic tradition, lava bread. To bake it, we head to the gorgeous lake. We'll have pictures and videos at hearnow.org.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so now we're down at the banks of the lake.
Yeah.
Is this volcanic sand? Or?
Yeah, it is. And there are cracks in the rock bringing up boiling water, as you can see here.
And there's steam rising off of it.
Absolutely. So
Siggy's shovel hits a pot he buried in the black sand covered by boiling water.
When did you put this in?
24 hours ago.
Oh, wow. How hot is this water that we're looking at?
Boiling temperature. It's about 100 degrees Celsius.
It's about 220 Fahrenheit.
Right.
You put this pot with the bread and this boiling water under this volcanic sand.
Yeah.
Would people like your grandmother, like, you know, in the morning if they were going off to work in the farms, or would they just put the bread in and then when they come home? I'm hearing people still do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, when they felt like having a good bread, that just grandma put down bread here. Very often when they were expecting guests from Reykjavik, that they put down bread. So when they had, you know, coffee or whatever with these guests, they would pop up a nice warm rye bread from the hot spring.
Okay.
It looks perfect.
Oh, God. It's a loaf of bread in the pot.
Yeah. Smell the rye.
Yeah.
We leave a couple eggs to boil in the water and head back into the lodge where Siggy prepares the bread under the watchful eye of his elderly mother.
Think about it. We could be doing all of this.
A shovel has just been brought in with eggs.
Even, you know, if the electricity went out, you know.
Right here.
Okay. Perfect.
Perfect yolk. Yolk and egg on top of trout and bread.
By the way, the other half of the lake is cold enough for those trout. The first piece of bread goes to Siggy's mom.
Hmm.
Did you make bread like this?
Yes.
Hún er spyrir hvernig þú hefur verið að baka svona brauð.
Já, ég sagði já.
Absolutely.
Well, enjoy.
It's sweet, almost like rye gingerbread. Siggy says it's an important reminder of the past at a time when so much in the region is changing.
Well, we have less snow now than we used to have. What we also see today that we didn't see before is the growing of the trees. I mean, they are growing much faster than they used to, and we are getting, you know, new types, and climate change is obviously affecting the whole world. And they're estimating that in 200 years, all the glaciers are gone here in this country if the climate change keeps on developing like it is today.
And just, you know, I mean, we're eating the rye here and the other elements in this. We're hearing that farmers, especially farmers, you say, who might be right at the base of a volcano and they're getting the ash. We're reading about some of them who are changing from, let's say, cows and dairy to things like barley or grains that can be made into biofuels.
There are farmers that have changed from the original farming. Climate change can definitely change farming in this country.
Just down the road from Leuervatn Fontana, some hungry cows at the Epstadaler farm, where we meet Paula Rose Arnesdotter. She runs the property with her siblings.
It has been in the same family since 1700-something, and now we are the fifth or the sixth generation.
And the first to confront the modern era, scrambling to take advantage of the new tourist boom with a small hotel and a beautiful farm-to-table restaurant right in a barn, and a concern about climate change.
I think about it every day. And we try all our best what we can do about it. And there are things we do. For example, we recycle everything on the farm, no matter what it is. We do compost, plastic, paper. The general waste is almost nothing.
It's harder to address the erratic weather, for instance, to make enough hay last year to feed the cows.
We had almost no sunshine the whole summer. It's hard to believe there was only one little gap which we could possibly cut the hay and dry it. And we were really concerned if we would have enough hay for all of our animals. And then last year, it was totally opposite. We had sunshine every day, and we were praying for rain. So we are talking about two crazy years, and no one remembers this.
Well, didn't Reykjavik just have its highest temperature on record?
Yeah.
Not every farmer has been able to adapt the way Halla and her siblings have.
Sadly, they're giving up. You know, they're like, this has been year after year after year, and being, for an example, a cow farmer, because the hay is so important, and when you are this and you're always just about surviving the winter, it's just too hard. That's what I hear.
Back down the road at Leuervatn Fontana, Siggy reflects on the changes in his island country. He appreciates the tourists who've given his bakery a new life, but he's also proud to share with them his family's lava bread.
So how long has your family been here?
Since forever, basically.
Since Vikings?
Since Vikings, yeah. My grandma used to do this, and my mother, and a lot of the local people here do it. Yeah. Of course, you know, like anywhere else in the world, you know, life changes and things change. But this has always been the same, and so it brings up warm memories. I mean, yeah, definitely.